What do NUA, a 401k rollover, and LSD have to do with each other? Stay tuned to find out on this episode of Mission Work Optional.
This is Mission Work Optional, sponsored by True Wealth & Company. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to secure your family's investment legacy, create a work optional lifestyle, accomplish all items on your bucket list, and ensure your money outlives you. This podcast will self-destruct in 30 minutes. And now, here's this week's mission with your host, Brian Sarth of True Wealth & Company.
Welcome to Mission Work Optional. I'm Brian Sarth. We are here every Tuesday at 5 a.m., and we hope you are too. You can find the Mission Work Optional podcast on iTunes, anchor.fm, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. On this week's episode, the three takeaways for you to remember is we're going to talk about net unrealized appreciation, who can take advantage of NUA, why you should care, and what in the world does NUA, 401k rollover, and LSD have to do with each other, Brian?
Good question, right?
Yeah.
Caught people's attention there. What the heck is LSD?
Well, whenever you change employers, you have an opportunity to complete a 401k rollover, and you get to move your money. You can leave it at the old employer. You can roll it over to a new 401k plan. You can roll it over to an IRA. But are you aware of how the net unrealized appreciation can save you in taxes on your plan? And that's provided through an LSD, which is lump sum distribution. You guys thought it was going to be a fun show, you know? Yeah. See, you look at all the hippies out there that this is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. LSD meant a different thing 50 years ago. And today it means about a lump sum distribution. And you're going to be able to take possession of the largest check that you've ever saved for your entire life. You put all your money in your 401k, or if it's a 403b or 457 or your TSP, they're all under that same umbrella as a 401k. And you're now going to get possession of that as you make work optional, and you are going to stroll into retirement. And it's the biggest check typically that most people will have in their entire life, and they got to figure out what to do with it. Well, if you work for an employer that has appreciated stock, so part of your plan is owning the stock of that company, and let's say you're with Garmin and you bought in at $20 a share, and that sucker's through the roof, and you're going to retire, well, you would be crazy to take your entire 401k rollover from Garmin or Cerner or any of the other companies that are in town and just move that to an IRA, because if you do, all of that money is taxable, and you missed the break of the net unrealized appreciation. And that means how taxes are paid on that stock, and we're going to explain that to you today on how you can make sure that you take advantage of it and you tilt the scales in your favor, because the last thing we want to do is pay more taxes on your hard-earned money that you have in relation to your savings and your 401k.
We had a lot of baby boomers fired up for this episode, and then you explained that lump sum distribution was LSD.
Well, you know, I got to get their attention somehow. That's, to pay attention
but
to that stuff.
But that, all seriousness, for a lot of you guys out there, this should be firing you up, because the difference ultimately is when you do your transfer of funds, when you've left your company, there's a couple of times in your life where this is going to hit. You get the chance to do a net unrealized appreciation, an NUA. If you don't, ultimately what happens is the money, those shares move over to your IRA or 401k, and they'll continue to grow. And at the point where you start taking money out of your 401k, you're going to pay income tax on them. If, on the other hand, you look at it and you're aware of what an NUA is and that you can take advantage of it, and you do that before you move the money from where it currently is, you basically pay long-term capital gains. Huge
works.
Difference.
So how it works is that when you have a 401k, then let's say that 80% of your money is in a nicely allocated distribution of mutual funds or ETFs inside of your 401k plan, and 20% of that 401k plan is company stock that's highly appreciated. It's done really well. Highly appreciated means you bought it at 10 bucks a share and it's trading at 50 a share or 70 a share or 80 a share, and you've got a nice gain in there. What it allows you to do is you're actually going to have two transactions. Normally, you would just take your whole 401k and you would do what's called a trustee-to-trustee transfer and move it from the company where the 401k is held and move it into an IRA. But because you have highly appreciated stock, you want to do two transactions. And when you do the rollover, when you talk to the company that actually is called the custodian of your assets, you want to do two transactions. You want to move the stock to a brokerage account, and you want to move all the other money. So the 20% of your money that's in highly appreciated stock goes to a brokerage account, and the 80% rolls over to the IRA. Now, that money that went to the IRA is tax deferred. When you pull it out, you're going to pay income tax on every dollar you pull out, and it all comes out as ordinary income. The 20% that you rolled over, that you moved over to the brokerage account, you're going to pay long-term capital gains on that money when you sell it instead of ordinary income. Now, for most everybody out there, that means you're going to pay 15% tax on your 20%, and you're going to pay a higher percentage typically on ordinary income money as that pulls out. But you have the option, you have the choice in your planning to make that change. If you move a 401k over, so let's say you're listening to this now and you go, damn it, I just roll over my whole 401k to an IRA. So how do I go back and get the NUA? I'm sorry to tell you, it's lost forever. There is no do-over. There is nothing you can do to get that money back. If you didn't do it when you rolled it out, you lost it. And it's irrevocable. You can't change it. You can't do anything different about it. It is what it is. So if you have highly appreciated stock, or if you know somebody, if you have a friend or a family member or a neighbor that has highly appreciated stock in their 401k, which means they've been working for a company for a long time and the stock is doing really well, chances are they have an opportunity to do NUA. And they need to talk to a professional advisor. They need to get a CPA involved. They need to walk through the steps to make sure that you can take advantage of that tax break, because it is a phenomenal tax break for just about everybody out there when you're looking at rolling money over. So it ties into that lump sum distribution ability, the LSD, with the NUA, the net unrealized appreciation. So you get that huge tax benefit that's written in the tax code for you to take advantage of, and to have one of the biggest tax breaks in your life when you have that massive check and you don't want to mess it up. You want to get it right.
And if you're a senior exec where the NUAs really are money in the bank, you know you're going to retire in a high tax bracket. So the extent to which you can take that money and only pay long-term capital gains may save you 15, 20% when you ultimately start pulling the money out of your 401k. So there are three life events where you can trigger an NUA.
There's four life events.
No, that's right. There are four. There's separation of service, which we talked about. Mm-hmm. If you become disabled, that's number two. Number three, if your plan allows it, that's the key. When you hit 59 and a half, some plans allow you to distribute funds from your 401k. You need to figure that out with your HR department if that's allowed. The fourth one is death.
Now, a couple of caveats on those, Mr. Brian, that disability is only for if you're self-employed. So if you are a business owner and it's your 401k and it's your company, for disability, then you can use, that becomes a triggering event for you. If you work for Cerner, you work for Sprint, somebody else, Hallmark in town, you can't use the disability option. And then separation from service, because it's your own company, you don't get to take it at that point in time.
Correct.
It's only for if you work for a big corporation, because you can't really retire from yourself. Because typically you have an opportunity to sell your company, to sell your shares to somebody else that's going to take over the business and keep it running. And there's a whole different tax break available to you there. That is, the tax code is always tilted in favor of the business owner. And that's just the way it is.
So when you hit those life events, those four life events, if you screw up on one of them, good example is, let's say you hit 59 and a half and your plan allows you to withdraw, make the distribution of funds. And let's say 59 and a half passes. You can do this at any point in time after 59 and a half. But let's say when you're 62, you still haven't done an NUA and you take a distribution from your 401k because you need to pay for a roof. And then that year passes. Now you're 63. Because you've done a transaction in a prior year, that window's shut. Next chance you got is probably going to be when you separate from service. Let's hope so. Let's hope we don't die before that. When you separate from service, again, if you don't take the money out, it stays in the 401k. You kick the can down the road, and then at a future age, you still have your money in your 401k and you pass away. At that point, your heirs, again, are going to have the option to do an NUA on the stocks that are in your 401k. But the important thing is, if you do a separation of service, and let's say you're working for Cerner, and you leave Cerner, and now you work, you roll your money over into Garmin, and you roll the Cerner shares into Garmin.
But you can't.
You can't, because it would roll as cash.
But they have to cash them over, so you lost it.
Let's say hypothetically there's a way for you to roll those shares forward. When you finally retire from Garmin, even though in the past you worked for Cerner, you will not be able to take an NUA on a prior company's shares. You can only take an NUA on your current employer's shares. So if your 401k allows you to invest in stocks, you can only do the NUA on their shares.
Absolutely. And so let's say that you're convinced that you want to do an NUA. You say, okay, Brian, this makes sense to me, that I have a 401k, I'm going to retire. How do I do this? How do I step through this process? Number one is to sit down with an advisor, look at your 401k and look at the appreciation, and run a pro forma with your CPA to see what taxes you would pay if you roll it over as an IRA, and then see what the taxes would be if you separate the two. If there seems to be a nice size tax break, then it makes sense to move forward with the NUA transaction. That transaction has to be completed in 1 year. So you don't have forever to do it. So you have, as soon as you separate service, you need to get it all done in the same year and get that transaction completed to do a trustee-to-trustee transfer of the funds from the 401k to an IRA, and then do a direct rollover of the stocks to a brokerage account. And then you have the NUA benefit in your favor. Now, if you miss those, as Brian said, the other triggering events all become times in your life where you're able to get another try to take advantage of the NUA. A couple of things we talked about here is when you're moving money in a 401k plan to an IRA. Now, this applies to everybody out there that has a 401k and has an IRA. There's a rule out there that says you can only do one rollover every year. And that rule applies if you take possession of the funds. So if you close out a 401k or an IRA and you have them mail the money to you directly and the check is made payable to you, which I never advise that you ever in your life have an IRA or a 401k or a 403b or a TSP check, it should never be made payable to you. It should always be what's called a trustee-to-trustee transfer, or the check should be made out to, let's say, we use TD Ameritrade, so it'd be made out TD Ameritrade FBO Brian Sarf for my 401k if I roll it over, and FBO is for the benefit of. So when you have that 60-day window, some people take possession. When you take possession of that money, you have 60 days from the date it was mailed to you to get it back in. Otherwise, every dollar is fully taxable. Also, when you do a 60-day rollover and you take possession, your employer is going to withhold 20% for taxes. That's by law. They have to withhold that. Now, if you realize that you pulled the money out and you're going to roll it over and they took the taxes out, if you have the cash, you can add the cash to your 401k money and fill up your new IRA. You're just going to have to wait until you file your taxes the next time you file them to claim that 20% that your employer held. Otherwise, if you don't fill it up, you know, in a year from now when you get your money back from that 60-day rollover, you can't go back and add it to your IRA. You can only do it in that 60-day window. That's the only time that you're ever able to fill that in. So to avoid the 60-day window, to avoid the 20% penalty, to avoid a massive heartache, just follow a simple rule. If you're pulling money out of those plans, always have the check made payable to the company it's going to, who's going to invest it for you. That's called a trustee-to-trustee transfer. You can do as many trustee-to-trustee transfers as you want within a year, but if you take possession of the funds, you can only do one per 12-month calendar period, and you can't do two of those. If you do two of those, the second time, Uncle Sam considers it a full distribution, and it's all taxable, and there's no do-overs. And they typically don't give you an option to unwind these mistakes when you make them. And you want to make sure that you get this right. It's your big check. It's your big lump sum distribution that you're going to be able to pull out of your accounts and invest that for your life after work.
So let's think through, why would you, just one more time, why would you want to care about this? I ran a scenario yesterday, looked up what Amazon was priced at. Let's say you started working at Amazon, you had $50 a share and you had 100 shares. That's what you bought into these shares in your 401k. Amazon earlier this week was trading at $18.35. So your $5,000 of cost in has become $183,500. If today you just looked at the taxes, tax difference you'd pay, $44,625 if you put it in a 401k or IRA and pay income tax on it, $26,775 if you paid long-term cap gains at 15%. So you're already looking at an $18,000 difference. But let's say you're 45. In both examples, you're going to hold it for 20 years and it grows at 8% a year. The value of those shares, whether they're in your 401k or your brokerage account, will now be $855,000. If you then pay income tax at 25%, you will pay $213,800 in income tax over the course of taking the money out. If you had instead done an NUA, you're going to pay 15%. It comes to $85,000. You basically have $130,000 more in income tax. So one of the takeaways is, why should you care? I hope $130,000 makes you care.
Well, the bottom line, because it's hard to follow numbers over the air when you're talking about it. At the end of the day, if you have a really nice income that you're going to have in retirement, let's say you have Social Security for husband and wife, you have your pension, you know, you've got the money that you're spending in that, you're going to be at least in the 24% tax bracket, maybe a little higher. Well, your qualified dividends in that and your long-term capital gains are all at 15%. So it's 15% versus 24. So there's already a 9% savings. And if you're in a higher tax bracket, then your savings is just going to continue to compound higher and higher and higher. Most people do not retire and spend less. They retire and spend the same, or they spend more. You know, maybe later in retirement when you hit 75 and 80 and slow down that you might spend less. But then it's typically because you have a health event and now you're spending more money on healthcare and doctor's visits and medicines and operations and rehab and redoing the house and all those types of things. So the income typically stays there. And if you have a big 401k, even though you're not spending it, your RMD, the money you got to take out of 70 and a half, is usually a big number from 70 and a half on. And so even though you're not spending it, it's still ordinary income coming out. So if we're able to get money out of that 401k earlier and pay it at 15%, for the majority of people that have saved a lot of money in their 401k, it's going to be better for you to do it as an NUA transaction than it will be to leave it in and take it out later on as ordinary income, because you're probably going to pay more down the road. And I don't know about you all, but I don't think taxes are going to go any lower from where they are. It seems to me that we're probably the lowest we're going to see in a long time, and more than likely taxes are going to go up in the future, especially with the number of baby boomers rolling into retirement and paying attention to that LSD, the lump sum distribution. Don't you love that?
Gotta love it, baby.
You just love it.
It certainly makes you go to a different place when you hear it. But
yeah, but I think the greatest thing is that the tax code is set up in your favor. And you just got to know the rules. You got to know the tricks and the tips and the little known facts and the ways to go through it all and tilt everything in your favor. Because if you miss the NUA, Uncle Sam's not going to send you a letter to say, hey, you know, you could have taken the NUA and you could have done it this way and that way. It's just over with. And the government wants you to fail. They want you to pay more tax. And this is a way to save that and mitigate taxation and pay less. And that is definitely one of our cornerstones at True Wealth and Company, is helping our clients to the best of our ability to save as much as they can on taxes in relation to their wealth, and whether they're passing it on, whether you're going to spend it, whatever it might be, that we want to be involved and look at that holistic viewpoint of your wealth that we're able to mitigate and reduce taxes as much as possible. Brian, any closing thoughts before we jump off our NUA bandwagon here?
I think that we've hit it pretty hard, but you know, one question that I would always ask, you may not get asked this when you start doing the 401k, just remember NUA and ask. If you don't know, ask the person you're talking to, do I qualify for an NUA?
So we said our three takeaways were, what is net unrealized appreciation? That's the gain in the stock portion of your account in the company that you work for. Who can take advantage of an NUA? Anybody who has a 401k or a 403b or a TSP plan that has highly appreciated stock. TSP is not going to have it. Mostly it's 401ks that have highly appreciated company stock. And why should you care? Because doggone it, we want to milk the tax code for all it's worth, and we want to tilt it in your favor so that you too can pay less taxes to Uncle Sam. Thanks for listening to Mission Work Optional from True Wealth and Company. I'm your host, Brian Sarf, and with me this week is
Brian Paulson.
We'll be back next Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. Be sure to spread the word about this podcast to your friends and family, and don't keep us a secret. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, connect with us on LinkedIn, and don't ever forget, invest wisely, save early, so you too can make work optional.
You've been listening to Mission Work Optional with True Wealth and Company.
Visit us online at retirewithtrue.com or call us at 913-653-TRUE. That's 913-653-8783. All matters discussed during this program are for informational purposes only. This podcast in no way shall be construed as a solicitation to sell securities or advisory services to residents in any other state than Kansas or where otherwise permitted. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Advisory and insurance services offered through True Wealth & Company, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas.